Welcome to STC Sheffield's Summer Podcast Reboot. This week's podcasts were originally published in May 2020. Welcome to the STC Daily Podcast. This year, having already looked at Acts and Ephesians, we're focusing on some other New Testament letters. If this podcast encourages you, why not pass on the link?
Hello and welcome to Friday's podcast. Next week, Liam Brennan will finish our journey through Galatians. Our reading today is Galatians 5, verses 22 to 26, and we're going to focus on verse 25 together. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Now, you may have noticed that on your 2020 calendars that today is the 75th anniversary of VE Day. VE Day, or Victory in Europe Day, marks the day towards the end of World War II when the fighting against Nazi Germany in Europe came to an end. People were so happy that huge crowds turned out on the streets to celebrate. In fact, outside Buckingham Palace in London, people cheered as King George and his family came out onto the balcony to greet everybody. The story goes that Princess Elizabeth and her sister were even allowed to leave the palace to celebrate with the crowds outside, although they had to do it in secret. Our Queen described it as one of the most memorable nights of her life. During that time, many people also attended church services up and down the country to thank God for the victory. As part of the church's online story emails that get sent out on a Tuesday, there was a reminder for us all to take some time today to thank God for these men and women, those heroes of the past, who gave the greatest sacrifice that we and others may live in peace. Also, we've been encouraged to give thanks and pray that God blesses all the heroes of the present who are taking on another silent enemy even now in this new kind of front line in our hospitals, schools, supermarkets and delivery roles, just to name a few. We will be sure to remember and give thanks for all of these people at the end of this podcast. You may recall that over the last few days, we are practically looking at how we can live in God's family as followers of Jesus, and how we, those listening to this podcast, can live this better life of true freedom today. And here are some one-liners from the last few days, the big ideas to draw together this picture, this simple summary. I know this will be helpful for some of us listening. We are no longer slaves, but sons and daughters of God. We can relate to God, not on the basis of the law, but on the basis of faith. Our chief motivation for obeying God is love. And true freedom must involve a choice, either to pick something up or lay something down for the love of another. And today, as we continue to look at fruitfulness, we're focusing on verse 25. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. But what are these fruit? Well, let's turn to the Bible. Verse 22 and 23 tell us what are the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, which can be translated patience, kindness, goodness. Goodness can be translated as generosity, or it has implications of generosity. The RSV version translates it generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. They are the fruit of the Spirit. Now, I'm not the first to have said this, but we're to remember that it does not say fruits of the Spirit. We're not to see these lists of virtues as different strengths and weaknesses that we must assess in a performance review. For example, I'm an ENFP on Myers-Briggs, so I'll never be patient with anybody. That's not what these virtues, these fruit of the Spirit, are getting at. And that is so easily the mindset that we can think, I must grit my teeth and be kind, or I must become a more loving person. It doesn't really work like that. It is one fruit with nine different flavours. And why is that important? Because the fruit of the Spirit is the fruit of the life of Jesus. He is all of these things, and we need more of him flooding through our life. So how do we become more like Jesus? How do we grow in the fruit of the Spirit? Well, there's an illustration that I'm going to borrow from a man called Mike Pilavachi, who is a youth leader of a youth festival called Soul Survivor. A lot of our young people and students will know who that is. I became a Christian at Soul Survivor when I was 17. And I'm going to take his illustration, change some of the details to make it more relevant for those of us who listen to this podcast. Well, since lockdown, I've taken up running pretty regularly. It was Lucy's idea. And to my surprise, I'm quite competitive, so I had to do it. And since running, there's a certain member of the STC staff team who's been keeping a close eye on me, my performance, my frequency and my running times. I won't mention any names, but he shared on the podcast last week. Now, I'm not a good runner. I'm improving. But there is a way I could become an amazing runner. Imagine for a moment if Liam Brennan, who's going to share next week, came and lived in me. His life in my life. Now, I know that sounds really strange, but go with this for a moment. For those of you who know Liam, you will know he is an amazing runner. I'll not share his times publicly, but wow, he is fast. If he came and lived in me, I could be a pretty good runner. I could run like him. Here's the point. Jesus, by his Spirit, has come and lived his life in you and I. He's made his home in you and me. And as Jesus is loving, we can become loving. As he is good, we can become good. The content of Jesus's character can grow in our character. We do not need to force ourselves to become like him. We just need to remain in him, and he will remain in us, as Jesus said in John 15. What we can learn from today's focus verse is that this is not a completely passive exercise. We are to keep in step with the Spirit, and that suggests a level of intentionality. The image of the fruit tree suggests some kind of cultivation is needed. So as we heard in yesterday's reflection, what are some old habits that we can prune? What are some new habits we can cultivate to become more like Jesus? But more important than what we do, the main thing is to stay close to God. Remain in him. Stay open to Jesus and what he is doing in us, bringing about transformation. Remain in him. Or as it says in Ephesians 3, stay rooted in him. And I pray, and this is Ephesians 3 now, I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long, high and deep is the love of Christ. We stay rooted in him, and the fruit of his character will come to bear in our lives. Let's pray together. Lord, on this VE Day, we thank you for those who gave the greatest sacrifice that we might live in peace. Protect those in our community who inspire us with their loving service in our present time. And Jesus, would you help us to stay close to you and to see your wonderful work of transformation in our lives. We pray these things with thanksgiving in our heart. In Jesus' name, amen. Galatians 5 verses 22 to 26. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking and envying each other. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
We enter your gates with thanksgiving, and with thanksgiving, we enter your gates. We pour out your praise in your presence, and in your presence, we pour out your praise. A song.